did you ever see one being made, or did you?
Yes, I've seen them being made.
Could you tell me how they did that?
They drive a pole in the hill, in the ground, and they lay something down at the bottom here where it wouldn't hit the ground, and they start stacking it. And it gets up higher than that.
Go
around.
And the hay wouldn't rot or anything, or rain gets
it? It would get, this is on the edge, would show a little bad. But as you pull it out and get it out, it's all right. Around the edges of it, you know where it's out.
Did people ever have any kind of shelter besides the barn for their hay? Maybe just a few poles and something for a roof that they put the hay under?
Shed.
Just some kind of shed?
Some kind of shed.
What did that look like?
It just looked like a... If you just made it flat like it, just looked like a... come off like that. But some of them fix it with this, you know, up like that.
With poles?
Uh-huh.
I see. Did you ever hear of anything where you could store grain called a granary or a granary?
I heard talk of them, but I never, you don't see them.
Never heard people use that word much around here?
No.
Okay. Does the word windrow mean anything to you?
Windrow. Mm-hmm. We used to call windrow peanuts.
Right.
You know, go down the road, put some in on this road, on down and in the other. And when you come to pick them up, and just drive your wagon or truck one in between them windrows and throw each one and throw them.
Yeah, I see. So the purpose of that was just to gather them later on?
That's right.
Was there ever any place around here where people raised just milk cows and nothing much else?
Not really. Mrs. Steele used to have a dairy, that's what you're talking about.
Yes, ma'am.
He used to have one, but I think it's played out. I don't think it's now. Not that I know of.
Did y'all have any kind of place where you could store potatoes during the winter? Did you fix yourself any kind of place?
Yes,
can you tell me about that?
Well, the old-fashioned way you use, I mean, that's what you want to know.
Yes, ma'am.
You lead you out of place, you know, ground. And you drive your stall, fix some bristle on it. You know, what you make it. Four corners where the air come up through them.
Yes, ma'am.
And you lay a layer of straw for the bed up down in the bottom there where you don't keep that place down. And you lay your potatoes in there. And then you cover them with straw and just bring one up around it. You know, where you got this starve in there. And when you get on up and get as far as you want to then. You either take bowls, corn stalks, or we used to take corn stalks. And lay them, span them all around it, just stick all the way around that potato bed. And then fill it up with dirt. And that straw and them corn stalks and that dirt would hold that potato.
Yes.
And up here at the top, you put some of it over the top of it. Keep the water from going down through the ventilation hole that you had.
Right.
And then the key, that's where you keep out.
And you call that a potato bed?
Potato bed.
Do you ever have anything for turnips, or was it just potatoes?